From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, the music of Will Payne Harrison and his band.
Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'm running out of alibis. If I ain't home by daylight, I'm sleeping in the jail tonight. Busking on the corner of Jefferson and Maine. Now I can make a dollar, but without you it ain't the same. You can be my Bonnie, and baby I'll be your Clyde. When this day is over, our love won't run and hide. And her harmonica blows like a train whistle's ghost down the Mississippi and up the East Coast. Like bandits we ride towards the Smoky Mountain side. And by the morning we'll be gone. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'm running out of alibis. If I ain't home by daylight, I'm sleeping in the jail tonight. Can't pull another heist without you again. Flowers are made sweeter by the sunshine and the dew. And so this whole world's made bright by the lives of folks like you. When we're dead and buried in that Louisiana ground, let them know in that first bank is where our love was found. All the money in this world can't replace you, girl. And by the morning, we'll be gone. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'm running out of alibis. If I ain't home by daylight, I'm sleeping in a jail tonight. Storm of bullets, I take cover by a tree. I can't help but wonder if it's the end for you and me. And darling, we sure had one hell of a good run. I'll kiss your lips one last time and then unload my gun. When I get to heaven and stand before the Lord, when this song is over, I'll play the final chord. And I'll confess my crimes and the wrong that I've done. But I'll never regret you. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'm running out of alibis. If I ain't home by daylight,
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities. Listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. Bonsoir et bienvenue à Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight we present for you our 673rd live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Will Payne Harrison and his band. Will is a Nashville-based roots Americana artist. His Louisiana side likes his coffee black, and his Tennessee side takes his whiskey neat. Welcome Will Payne Harrison and his band to Red Barn Radio.
From sitting at bar stools, my heart hurts the worst for letting you go, and darling, I'm the damn king of the fools. Hoping to hear the sound of your tires on this gravel road, I'm wishing that you'd change your mind to make your way back home. I'm missing the swing of your perfume drift my way as you pass by, and darling, you know how to make a grown man cry. Out of this town, I got lost in thought on what I would change if you'd come back around. Now my fears are taking over, and the tears stream down my face. I can't stand the thought of another man with his arms around your waist. Hoping to hear the sound of your tires on this gravel road, I'm wishing that you'd change your mind to make your way back home. I'm missing the scent of your perfume drift my way as you pass by, and darling, you know how to make a grown man cry. Thank you. sound of your tires on this gravel road. I'm wishing that you'd change your mind and make your way back home. I'm missing the scent of your perfume drift my way as you pass by. And darling, you know how to make a grown man cry. Yes, darling, you know how to make a grown man cry.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Will Payne Harrison.
Hey, folks. Thanks for being with us on Red Barn Radio. Our guest this evening is Will Payne Harrison and his band, and we're glad to have you guys with us. Maybe we could start by going back a little bit. Where were you born, Will?
I was born in a very small town called Tioga, Louisiana, probably about 5,000 people that live in that area. It doesn't even have its own postal code. We borrow it from the town over.
Huh. How did your family happen to be in Louisiana? Do you have a long family history of...
Yes, my mother's side of the family is all Cajun. They're from New Iberia area. And my father, he is from West Monroe, but his family was actually from a small town called Montgomery, Louisiana. Ironically, the first song I played was Bonnie and Clyde. My great-great-great-great uncle caught Bonnie and Clyde in when they were speeding and threw him in jail overnight. Let him go the next day and didn't know because, you know, back then papers came out, I guess, weekly or whatever. And didn't find out until later that they were wanted.
Oh, wow. That's a great story.
There's a funeral home between you and me next to Germantown Pub off of Monroe Street. The sidewalks are paved in uneven red bricks. They catch my foot and sometimes make me trip. Well, I had the thought at the funeral home that when you die, you do it all alone. And I've been walking around it inside, but when I met you, darling, I came back alive. And there's a place that I belong between heartbreak, love, and an old-time gospel song. Up in the sky, or the middle of a song where love can never die. In your eyes, the dimple in your chin, and your hand in mine. Sometimes love dies, and sometimes it grows, but living in the moment is all we can know. And there's a place that I belong between heartbreak, love, and an old-time gospel song. Up in the sky, or the middle of a song where love can never die. Fireplace on Christmas Eve, you make this doubting Thomas wanna believe that there's a place that I belong between heartbreak, love, and an old-time gospel song. Will you meet me here up in the sky? middle of a song where love can never die.
Law enforcement goes way back in your past. What else did your family do down in Louisiana?
My father's retired, but he was an editor of a newspaper, and my mother was human resources.
So. All right. An editor of the newspaper in the town where you grew up?
Alexandria Daily Town Talk, yeah.
Oh, all right. Very neat. Is that where you get your writing from?
I definitely think that it's influenced because both of my parents were journalism majors, for sure.
Yeah. Either of them play music?
My dad played trumpet and piano a little bit in high school and college, but he didn't really pursue it after that.
So can you track back into some of your earliest memories that got certain sounds in your veins that you think maybe shaped the music you've arrived at?
Early development in music had a lot to do with the record collection that my parents had, as well as my mom always had it on the oldie station, so it was always like Motown and the Beatles and the Stones and Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Uh-huh. And what about the records?
A lot of the same. My dad had a lot of blues and jazz in his collection because he was a trumpet player, so he liked that. I remember the Creedence Clearwater Revival Cosmos Factory cassette tape. I still have it. My parents gave me the whole collection, so I still have it in my room at home. Played that one, and then it was Rubber Soul by the Beatles was a big one that I listened to a lot.
Any Louisiana music that your parents played? Any kind of Cajun type?
No, actually,
music?
That didn't really happen until I moved into Lafayette and then kind of got immersed in that culture.
When did that happen?
I left when I was 19,
okay.
Right after college. Hightailed it out and went to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and got an education in all the Cajun and French music down there.
Was it your intention as early back as college to, you know, really throw yourself into music the way that you have?
Yes. I played in a lot of rock bands in the early 2000s and toured extensively. I did about five years in a specific band. And after that kind of ended, I took a hiatus for a while and then kind of fell in love with songwriting in about 2009, 2008, somewhere in there. And met a friend who was also a songwriter, and we kind of started a duo in Lafayette. And we moved to Nashville together, but then we ended up both doing solo careers.
All right.
Don't make love a four-letter word. When you're trying to live in the moment, you may find you will locate your buried heart. When the words come, I write the song. Even if no one's singing along, or the whole world catches on in three parts. Oh, Anne Marie, can you see? I want you here with me. I hope you will agree that someday, or will pain of the past kill this love too fast? Keep flags at half-mast and push me away. Oh, Anne Marie. True love won't imprison you. It's like the freedom of a train. You hop on a stowaway with no destiny. May Saint Anthony help me find a way to change your mind to the Nashville skyline away from Kentucky. Oh, Anne Marie, can you see? I want you here with me. I hope you will agree to that someday, or will pain of the past kill this love too fast? Keep flags at half-mast and push me away. Oh, Anne Marie. that someday, or will pain of the past kill this love too fast? Keep flags at half mast and push me away.
So you went to Nashville to pursue a career as a performing player or more as a songwriter?
Initially, I went to be a publicist, and I wanted to be like a side guy. And I met my neighbor across the street who was in a band called Matt Butcher in the Schoolyard Band. And he asked me to play bass for him, and I played at this small place in Nashville that's no longer with us. Rest in peace, Family Wash. Very divey kind of place. And I was like, oh, that was fun. And then he called me the next day and he was like, hey, do you want to do a tour opening for the Avett Brothers? And I was like, yeah, I guess I could do that. That works. So that's kind of how I kind of jumped in within the first like year I was in Nashville.
That's kind of an auspicious start. Tell me about that experience.
It was a lot of fun, and they're some of the nicest people. Their fans are the nicest people, and they really treated us very hospitably, learned a lot from them. And I was telling Tim on the way up here, today's Bob Weir's birthday, and on the carpet where I was standing was a little tag for him to stand when he was performing. It's like, I got to stand where Bob Weir stood.
You look a little bit like Bob Weir.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You were out with him for how long?
Just a week, just the Florida dates. I think it was 2014 or 15. So it wasn't very long, but it was long enough to give me the bug to jump it back into it.
I never knew how much love stayed. Yeah, I've heard he stopped loving her today. And like John Prine, I wish you all the best. With my own eyes, I've seen your happiness. It's been a long, hard road, and I can't reach you. You shut me out again, that's how it goes. But you touched my soul and then released it, and I'm at peace with it. I want you to know. I want you to know. You got new love and you got boundaries. We only speak in pleasantries. I'll never have another drunken fight. Like the time I couldn't get the music right. It's been a long, hard road, and I can't reach you. You shut me out again, that's how it goes. But you touched my soul and then released it, and I'm at peace with it. I want you to know. I want you to know. Do you think of me when you can't sleep? If you were to wake up, would you weep? Or would you sleep safe and sound, knowing what's lost can't be found? It's been a long, hard road, and I can't reach you. You shut me out again, that's how it goes. But you touched my soul. I want you to know.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the title track off the 2017 release. About that still applies today. It's called East Nashville Blues.
My bags 3 years ago to move to the east side of town, you know. Now I'm broke, Lord knows I'm broke. Rent's too high to stick around, so I moved to the south side of town down the road. I went to the bank to ask for a loan. They just laughed. They said, you're on your own. So I'm broke. Lord knows I'm broke. Rent's too high to pay the bills, so I had to move out to Hendersonville up the road. To make some dough, but the record man said, no, 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 so I'm broke. Oh Lord, I'm broke. When the market tanked, I lost my stock, so I had to move out to Antioch down the road. I thought I wrote the number one hit. I went to East Nashville to see what I could get, but I'm still broke. Oh Lord, I'm broke.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Will Payne Harrison and his band, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Will Payne Harrison and his band after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.